Let's go to the phones. 888-914-9149. Let's go to Natalia in Bloomfield. Bloomfield, Minnesota, or Bloomfield, Illinois?
Yes. Hi. Bloomfield, New Jersey.
No, New Jersey. Okay. Sorry about that. Welcome.
Yes. That's okay. Good morning. Thank you, Patrick, for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
So I wanted to get your advice, your opinion. My husband and I really enjoy your show. We respect you so much. You're so knowledgeable. So thank you so much for everything that you do. So my husband and I, we have three small children, 8 months, 2-year-old, and a 4-year-old. And in our household, we don't celebrate Halloween.
Okay.
And this seems like it's almost like my family always tries to get us to celebrate, or neighbors will ask us, well, why don't we celebrate? And, you know, we try to explain it to them. But my 4-year-old, you know, actually just before, he asked me, like, he's like, oh, mommy, maybe when I'm older, like your age, like we can celebrate. And I said, you know, no, like, you know, we're not celebrating now or even later. And the way that I explain it to him is that I say to him, Halloween is something that's celebrated like of the night. And we celebrate as followers of Christ, we celebrate the lights. And there's a lot of bad things that can happen on that day. And I tell him, you know, it has to do with, you know, we may not see it, but there's like evil spirits. And we don't want nothing to do with that. I wanted to get your opinion. Like, I know you have, and I just wanted to know what your opinion was on that. Like, do you think that I'm being over dramatic, or do you feel like, I don't know. I want to kind of.
Okay, sure. Happy to. Well, it's that time of year, and Halloween kind of comes along this time of year, or I should say questions about Halloween tend to come along this time of year. So the first thing I'd like to do is praise you and your husband for being vigilant and careful and really intent upon not only teaching your children the faith, but also guarding them from things that might harm their faith. I applaud you for doing that. And that's the first thing I want to say, and maybe the most important thing to say. It would that more parents took the same care that you and your husband are taking on these issues. The second thing would be that let's not forget that the church does have celebrations at night, and specifically at night. So, for example, the Tenebrae service. Tenebrae is the Latin word for darkness. It can also mean shadows. And we call it Tenebrae because on Holy Thursday evening, after the Last Supper is celebrated, the Tenebrae service involves being in darkness. And the idea of this liturgy is to remind us that Jesus is moving from his earthly ministry that was concluded, not entirely concluded, but largely concluded with the Last Supper, and moving now into his passion. Or on Easter Vigil Mass, if you've ever been to an Easter Vigil Mass, chances are you have, the church is entirely dark. And everybody sits in darkness. And part of the beginning of the ceremony is in darkness. And then as the lights are turned on and the music starts, that's a way to remind ourselves of the light of Christ, which you referred to as well. So I just offer you those examples so that you don't have an untoward fear of doing something like that in the darkness, because the church does on these other issues. Okay. The third thing I'll say is that let's not forget what Halloween is. Let's define it, first of all. In a secular sense, especially in an American secular sense, because it's not something that's really practiced much at all outside of the United States. It's something that is a curiosity to people in other countries. But here, and also to some extent in England, it is the kind of secularized, devolved version of another celebration that the Catholic Church for many, many, many centuries celebrated and encouraged people to celebrate, and that is All Hallows Eve. And that was celebrated at night. And it was the celebration of the vigil of All Saints Day, which falls on November the 1st. So the church celebrated All Hallows Eve at night and in anticipation of the great feast day of the saints on November 1st. And so that Catholic custom that prevailed throughout Europe, throughout Christendom, eventually it sort of fell by the way, especially in the more secularized countries, and it became the version that you know it and I know it today as Halloween, which is trick-or-treat and kids dressing up as goblins or pirates or what have you. So it's not as though this is a wicked pagan custom. It's just a kind of a stripped down and devoid of its original meaning celebration that was once a religious celebration, and now it has become this kind of secular celebration. The fourth thing I'll say is that Halloween in itself, in my view, this is simply my own personal opinion, Halloween in itself is benign. And I have nothing against Halloween. I trick-or-treated when I was a kid, and I dressed up as a spaceman or a pirate or what have you. My parents would never let us dress up like, you know, a devil or anything satanic or anything like that. They always made it very clear that this is not about that. This is about having some fun, trick-or-treat, put on costumes, and enjoy yourself. And nothing more, purely secular. And so Nancy and I, when we were raising our 11 children, that's what we did. So we always let the kids celebrate Halloween. They always went trick-or-treating. We often would go trick-or-treating with them, especially when they were little, you know, just to keep a close eye on them. And what we did, it was kind of a twist on this, Natalia, and if ever you and your husband decide that you might change your mind on this issue, this is just something to think about. What Nancy and I did was we let our kids trick-or-treat, but we encouraged them to choose costumes that reflected our Catholic faith. So my wife made, because she's a really good seamstress, she made a Pope outfit, complete with the mitre and the chasuble and a crozier, which is the shepherd's staff. And all my boys wore it. And when they outgrew it, the next boy who was younger, he would wear it. We had a St. Michael the Archangel trick-or-treat outfit for Halloween. So the breastplate, the sword, she made these really big angel wings with feathers. And so the boys would love to wear that. And the girls would dress up as St. Mother Teresa or one of the other saints with a distinctive, you know, like a Carmelite nun, that kind of thing. So what that turned into for my children was an opportunity to evangelize. Yes, they were having fun. Yes, they were getting candy and they were doing what all the other kids were doing. But when we would come to the front door, Natalia, the people more often than not would be like, huh, well, who are you supposed to be? Because, you know, how many kids do you see in the neighborhood who are dressed like St. Michael the Archangel or one of the Catholic saints? So we found that it was not only a great opportunity for people who answered the front door to give candy to kind of meet with something that was different from what so many of the other kids were doing. And this, to me, was the best part of all. It taught my children a lesson about how good it is to be public and noticeable as a Catholic, to not to put your faith on display for applause or to be ostentatious or anything like that, but as Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, to let your light shine before men so that they may see those good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. So we had the distinct sense that our children were learning a lesson, in a fun way, albeit, but they were learning a lesson about how to, even without saying anything, how to proclaim their faith. And so many times they were asked, well, what are you dressed up? Oh, I'm St. Michael the Archangel. Who's St. Michael the Archangel? Oh, you don't know who St. Michael the Archangel is? He's in the Bible and he's one of God's angels and things like that. So those are just some things maybe you and your husband can ruminate on. But in my personal view, when you handle Halloween the proper way and the kids know that it's actual history and they're not in any way being encouraged or permitted to do anything that would be diabolical, as some people do, I think it's entirely benign. And I have no problem with it. And at the same time, I will reiterate what I said earlier. I do respect your decision if you choose not to do this. I think it's admirable that you and your husband are taking a stand, if this is the stand you want to take, to say this is not something our kids will do. I have no objection to that whatsoever. But I personally don't think there's any problem with Halloween. Does that make sense, Natalia?
Yes, it makes sense. The only thing that the reason why we're against it is because I see everything that you've mentioned. The only thing is a lot of people aren't aware of what, like, you're not doing anything that's harming, or, you know, like you said, it's very benign, but there are people that use this time to do things that are not mm-hmm. like, we've heard of like it's almost like I think it's desecrate the host, and they take this opportunity to do things that are not according to the church. And I
that's
feel like
true.
By dressing
but that's
up,
true of everything.
You
though.
Are.
I mean, you wouldn't stop maybe watching good, wholesome movies just because some people are watching bad movies. Some people watch bad movies. Or you wouldn't stop buying things at the grocery store just because in the, I don't know, let's say in the pharmacy department, they've got contraceptives. I mean, you would never buy that, but you make use of what's good in the grocery store. And even though there are some people who are doing something that's not good, it doesn't necessarily have to affect your behavior. I'm getting the high sign, Natalia, that I'm overdue for a break, so I better go. I'm not trying to persuade you. Please understand, I'm not trying to convince you to do anything. If this is the honest, heartfelt, conscience-based decision you and your husband make, I support you and I applaud you. But I just wanted to give you some food for thought that, well, I guess I already told you. So I'll leave it at that. Natalia, thank you very much. I will be right back with more of the Patrick Madrid Show right after this.